Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Dean Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. The winter is playing tricks on us. So, I'm just kind of wondering what I'm, it's hot, then it's a little colder, then it's freezing. And so it's a bit of a dance, so to speak.
Yeah, we need things just to level out a little bit and make life a little bit easier.
Consistency would be nice. That's all I ask for. But you've got a couple of things you want to talk about today, so I'm going to let you get right into it.
Sure. So just a little public service announcement to get started, and then I'll talk about a program that we have coming up. But I have been getting a lot of phone calls from folks who have joined a Blue Cross Blue Shield prescription drug plan during open enrollment, and there has been a delay in the company getting membership cards out to folks, and so there's been questions about, well, if we need to get a medication filled before I get my card, what do we do? So in that instance, if you have a Medicare.gov account, you can go to your Medicare.gov account, and you're actually able to print out a temporary membership card, and that has all of the numbers on it that you should need to get your prescription filled. So you can work with your pharmacy, take them that information, and hopefully that will get you through until you get your actual card in the mail. If you're still having issues, Blue Cross contracts with a company called Prime Therapeutics, which does their pharmacy fulfillment. And if you want to reach out to them directly, if the temporary card does not work, that telephone number is 866-421-5077. So Blue Cross Blue Shield through Prime Therapeutics, it's 866-421-5077. For questions on those Blue Cross prescription cards not being in our mailboxes yet. And, of course, this cold winter weather has not helped at all. The other question I've gotten a lot about, we had a local pharmacy unfortunately close, and folks have been asking me, how do I transfer my prescriptions? And that can be done by calling your doctor's office and asking them to send your prescription to the pharmacy that you're choosing to change. So that would be contacting the doctor and working with the new pharmacy to do that. So just some minor things as follow-up to open enrollment. The program that we have coming up that I want to talk about, this is kind of following on the heels of the series that Caitlin Barthol is doing on Leaving a Lasting Legacy and Women Managing the Farm. And this talks about how we go about passing down our family heirlooms. And it's got kind of a fun name. It's called Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate? And it talks about what we do with our stuff. So many times when we're planning, we my retirement account is going to be distributed this way, and my car is going to go here. So all of this stuff that we have titles to, or financial power of attorney, or transfer upon death, all of that stuff that has a paper trail attached to it, we're fairly good about deciding where we want that to go when we make an estate plan. But the thing that we don't think about is, what about all of the stuff that doesn't have a title to it? So things like Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate. So this class really talks a lot about the importance of having a written will, how to identify items that are of special importance to members of the family. And so many times, and I can speak from my advanced age, I've got all this stuff, but my daughter doesn't necessarily want it. And unfortunately, she's an only child. So if she doesn't want the stuff that I have to give away, what are some other options and things that I can do with those items? So we kind of walk through a six-step process of things to consider when we're passing down those family heirlooms and what some of the rules are that apply to things like Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate or the mantle clock or Dad's military medals and those types of things. What we find is that, believe it or not, passing down family heirlooms is where the biggest source of conflict in a family comes. It's not so much from the titled property as much as it is from all of our stuff that go into family heirlooms. Family photos is another one that can be kind of a huge topic. But we're going to host this class. It's going to be Tuesday night, February 18th, starting at 6 o'clock. It'll go from 6 to 7, and it's going to be at our K-State Research and Extension office in Paola. We do need folks to RSVP because we are doing the class starting at 6 o'clock. There's going to be a complimentary meal being served. And to follow up on the name, who gets Grandma's yellow pie plate, I won't have a yellow pie plate to serve it out of, but we will be including pie in that meal. So you've got to RSVP 913-294-4306 for who gets Grandma's yellow pie plate at the Extension office in Paola on February 18th.
It sounds like a fun one, that's for sure. You guys not going to want to miss that one. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.